Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Let's talk about your phone. A couple of big stories out this morning about your phone. One has to do with emojis, and the other one has to do with the backgrounds on your phone. The first one with the emojis. I guess Gen Z is declaring that they have officially now canceled the thumbs up emoji. They don't want to ever see it again. It is officially canceled.
Can they just cancel it?
According to the Zers. That's a very powerful group.
Is it gone?
It's still on
there. It's still there.
I'm still going to use it then. They can't tell me what to do.
All day long I'm going to use it. Are you kidding me?
I may just send it to them just to get them all riled up.
Just one? I'm going to send the whole screen filled with thumbs up. They can
suck it.
Anyway, they say it comes across as cold, dismissive, or passive aggressive. And I say, yep.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, absolutely.
That's why we use it.
I use the heart so much because the thumbs up to me feels like I don't like the person. Like, even though I'm liking their status or their whatever they post, when I use it, I feel like it's such a derogatory thing to do. I really do.
Yeah, I think I don't even do the like, but I'm not even thinking about it in regards to liking things on Facebook or Instagram, anything like that. I'm just like, that's how I end a conversation on text.
You do the thumbs up.
It's a great end.
This is where we end things. Yeah. I don't want to communicate anymore. We're good to go. See you later. This jet is flying off the aircraft carrier. I'm out of here.
Maybe you could just send a plane then. This jet is flying off, right? Like, maybe you could change it up if they get offended so easy.
I will say the Gen Xers have jumped into the comments when it comes to this, and they say that they have no plans on retiring the thumbs up anytime soon. So it is sticking around for sure with the Xers. But that's fine. The X generation is a little more blunt.
Exactly. They do what they want.
Like, we're done.
Yeah, they really don't care.
I'll send you back the middle finger and a thumbs up, Zers.
Right.
But anyway, if you got a Zer in your life, be aware, be careful, because they don't want the thumbs up anymore.
No. Nope.
Because you're being cold to them. It just doesn't feel right.
You make them cry.
Blech. Okay, so now talking about your phone, continued, part two. I judged a lot of people this weekend at wine time because there was a lot of, hey, let's get a picture moments, right?
So many.
That's why we do the damn thing, okay? When we're out there meeting our listeners. There's many times where they came up and they flipped open their phone to get a picture with us, and I immediately checked out their background or their lock screen.
Yeah.
You know, there was a guy that had, his lock screen was the Kia emblem, and I was like, really? I mean, it's a solid brand, I guess. It's a reliable vehicle, but I'm like, really?
No, you're I drive a Ford.
You're rocking a Kia emblem?
What?
Maybe he works for Kia.
Of all the emblems?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that, but I immediately started judging him. I'm like, really? A Kia? There was another guy who came up. His background, his lock screen, actually, he flipped it open, was a piece of lasagna. And I was like, okay.
Was he single?
I'm not mad at that. This dude apparently loves lasagna.
I like that he's proud of it like that.
And then there was another woman who came up, and I don't know, I thought you for sure had saw it, Katie, because she did a selfie thing, but before she did the selfie, she had her phone out, and there was this jacked dude on her screen in like a little skimpy Speedo.
Yeah.
And I immediately started judging her for that. I'm like, is that what you want on your phone? Like every time somebody sees you open your phone?
Because someone's going to see it like you did.
I saw it. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to look at that. But, you know, I guess she's into these hot dudes. Well, it's funny because I come in this morning and there's this thread, I think it's coming off of Reddit, where they're talking about 15% of people admit that they secretly judge other people based on their phone's background. I feel like that number is pretty small. The 15%?
I feel like more people
it's
are judging.
It's got to be more.
It's got to be like 80%. Yeah. I'm totally judging you. It goes on to say, what are the most popular and safe background images? Family members, especially your children.
Uh-huh.
I mean, even that, I'm like, get your have something fun
make
on
it
there.
Fun. Well, what if it's a fun picture of your kids? Huh? Not okay? Whatever. All right, keep going, Jared.
I personally don't do that, but whatever.
Yeah.
Nature's in landscapes. You got waterfalls.
I have a waterfall and my kid. Like, that's why
right.
I
you
have
do
both
have
of those
the
things.
Gnaw on yours.
But the gnaw is perfect because it's her and her best friend, Louie, and they're making the same pose as the aliens outside the convention center.
Oh, that's kind of
so
fun.
So it's the aliens in the convention center.
Are those aliens or are they just people dancing?
They're the aliens, right? That are
I don't think they're aliens.
I think they're aliens.
I always thought they were aliens.
No, I think they're just people dancing.
White guys, the white aliens outside the convention.
I can see where you would think those are aliens.
Yeah, I just totally thought they were aliens. Dude, but anyway, so
I'm judging
that,
you right now.
And then Fish Creek Falls, it's my favorite waterfall.
That's
I think
good.
Those are perfect backgrounds for the phone.
That's cute.
Yeah, Yeah.
Mine, personally, I have Hulk Hogan fighting RoboCop. So that's probably one of the greatest phone backgrounds.
Did you make that?
Yeah. Jeez, so there's that. And then pets made the list. It's safe to put your pets on there because everyone's like, oh my God, yeah. Let me see your corgi. Oh, they're short little wings.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, they're little butts.
Oh, they're little
so
butts and wings. Their romantic partner. Yeah, if you're really into somebody.
The first couple months. Yeah.
Every now and then I'll throw one up of me and Nick Nack, and then I look at it and I'm like, ugh, get me back to like, where's my He-Man background?
I want to see him fighting RoboCop.
And then speaking of that, they say some of the safe ones, pop culture, a favorite movie, a TV show, or a music act. Yeah. 12% of phone judges say that if you have a boring option on there, it means you're uninspired or unengaged, and you lack the ability to be expressive or creative. All right. And then a large chunk of people say, you know what? This is all completely meaningless. Leave me alone.
Don't look at my phone, bruh. Yeah.
That is probably the Gen X subset. Well, again, like, this means nothing.
Younger millennials and Gen Z just have the privacy screen, so you can't see their phone. That's what you
I
have,
just
right,
got
Josh?
The privacy yeah. screen, and yeah. I love it.
Exactly, because people can't see it.
It's really
like,
good.
So judge away.
Nobody can see
screen.
My Hulk Hogan fighting RoboCop.
Yeah.
Which is too bad. I'm taking the screen off immediately. So. Idiot and wife. Oh, come on. Idiot and wife. Ugh. Really? Harsh. Idiot and wife. Idiot and wife. He's an idiot and she's his wife. Yep, time for a little idiot and wife segment here with JKJ. I talk about a little dilemma going on in my household between sweet Nick Nack and myself, and I want you guys to sound off and pick some sides. Are you on side idiot? Are you on side wife? Here's our phone number, 303-691-1649. I feel like this one's pretty simple. It's fairly cut and dry, but in the house, I'm in charge of feeding Goldie Fawn each and every night, okay? Our sweet dog, our little rescue that we've had for 7 years now, sweet Goldie Fawn. I feed the dog. I give the dog water. Nicole really doesn't think about it much, okay? Because I take care of it. Well, she came at me the other day because apparently she found out that I have not been washing the bowls of Goldie Fawn. I don't really wash her food bowl, and I don't wash her water bowl, but maybe once a month, okay? Toss it in the sink, throw a little Dawn in there.
Yeah.
Scrub-a-dub, and put it back on the floor. So maybe once a month, okay? She's a dog. Ooh, Nick Nack found that out, and she came in hot and said, I need to be washing that dog bowl each and every day.
Every time?
Every day, the dog's bowl should be washed and cleaned. She said, how would you like it if you were eating off dirty plates and drinking out of dirty glasses each and every day? She says, it's not hygienic. We're going to have a sick dog.
But the
you
dog
gotta clean it up. Okay, believe me. I was like, the dog will go outside and eat cat turds.
I know.
It's
like,
own vomit.
Dogs are not germaphobes,
no,
okay?
They're not.
They've been eating out of bowls forever and they're doing just fine. And to me, the water's constantly being refreshed, right?
Yeah, well.
Because I'll refill it and put it back on the floor.
And do you do the thing where you, when you fill the water, you swirl it?
I'll do a little swirly swirl.
You empty that out, right? So you get all the drool out of it.
No.
And the, no?
Nope. Every day she's like, run your finger in there and see how filmy and slimy it is. So I did. And yeah, it was a little filmy, a little slimy.
Yeah.
But the dog's doing just fine. The dog doesn't care. And my argument was, give me evidence of the problem right now. Show me the sick dog.
Yeah.
The dog is fine. The dog's great. Dog's in a great mood. Dog's healthy. But then she pulled up all these stats online from the FDA and all these vets and everything that do in fact say that water bowls should be washed daily. Food bowls should be washed after every use. The food itself can have bacteria in it. Every now and then I give her a little scoop of wet food. So the wet food in there could, you know, kind of solidify on the sides and stuff. And now, don't get me wrong. Like, if I go down there and the bowl's kind of crusty and gross, if it hasn't reached the month mark, I'll wash it out real quick and toss it back down. But the argument in the house right now is that I should be washing the bowl at least every day, if not every other day. Whereas I'm at a month now, and the dog is fine. So whose side are you on? Idiot or wife? I know a million of you have dogs out there listening. And let's be logical about this too.
Yeah, how like be
like you
honest.
Can look at the FDA site and read about it, but real life, who is washing their dog bowl each and every day?
You be honest about it too.
Ain't nobody doing like, that, right?
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've had an animal, but when I did, it was not every day. There's no way. Maybe every week. I think that maybe I did it once a week, but there's no way I did it every day.
So give us a call. I want to hear from you. Phone lines are already ringing. Whose side are you on? Idiot. I got to change the name of this segment. Idiot who's washing the dog bowl once a month. Wife who's saying every day. And you could stretch it to maybe every other day. I want to hear it from you. Let's take some sides. Let's end this argument in my house because it's driving me nuts.
Idiot and wife.
Not again.
Idiot and wife. He's an idiot and she's his wife.
Big old argument in my house right now regarding Goldie Fawn, our fur baby. Apparently, I'm supposed to be washing her ding-dang water and food bowl each and every day, according to Sweet Knickknack, my wife. I wash it maybe once a month. Whose side are you on? I know we have a lot of pet parents out there. Who's doing the right thing here? Once a month or every day? 303-691-1649 if you want to sound off about it. Here's Sweet Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Well, we're super dupes. I'm kind of tired of fighting with my wife, though.
Well, I'm 100% on your wife's side.
Okay, so I'll put you down for wife.
Yes, I have three dogs, and I do. I wash their bowls every single day. I actually have backup bowls, so I run them in the dishwasher at night, and then I start fresh in the morning.
See, that grosses me out, too, because she said I could just throw them in the dishwasher, and I think that's foul, because you've got dog slobber and goo, and then it's in there with the dishes that you use.
With your dishes, yeah.
Even though it supposedly disinfects, I think that's nasty.
Well, I'm hoping it disinfects it, but I actually I'm actually really extreme. I actually scrub mine out first, and then I put them in the dishwasher.
Holy cow. Wow. You got the healthiest. And then your dog runs outside and eats a dead squirrel. So.
Yeah. I know, but I think it helps them from not getting like diarrhea and stuff. That's my opinion.
Hey, listen, I will tell you, Sweet Michelle, I also scoop the dog poop. We've got nice solid turds out back, so. Things are going okay. You know what? You have spoken. You sounded off. I'm not putting you on team idiot. I'm putting you on team wife. So we appreciate the phone call. Thank you so very, very much. Here's Mercury. Hi, Mercury.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. All right. Are you on team idiot or team wife?
Definitely team idiot, because I at least would wash my dog's dish once a week. I wouldn't do it every single day. I find that being tedious, and you know, I just get lazy with doing it.
Right, especially if it's just like kibble, right? Like
yeah,
how bad is the kibble
food.
In there?
Yeah.
I mean, if I can see if it's dirty that it needs to get washed, yeah, I'll wash it right then and there if it's within the week. But you know, or if there's anything in it in my dog's water. But other than that, it's like, I mean, they're fine with it.
Yeah, right? Your dog's not, like, looking up at you going, bleh, puking all the time.
And as long as it doesn't smell, Mercury, that's for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, if it's not, because when you use the wet food, sometimes it can get like that, right? But if you're just using dry kibble and it's not, you know, stinking to high heaven, you good.
Do we all
you're
have
golden.
The, we have the visual of Katie standing in a kitchen holding the dog bowl up, like, huffing it. She's like, nah, we good for another week. All right, I got Mercury down for Team Idiot. if you want to sound off, 303-691-1649. Here is Phoebe. Hi, Phoebe.
Hi.
Hey, girl. All right, so are you on Team Idiot or Team Wife?
I have to say Team Idiot.
Yes! Yes!
This is crazy.
I mean, even if I wash my dog's bowl every single day, he would still drink out of the toilet every single time.
Yeah.
See, that's part of my argument. It's like
they're not picky.
They're not picky about what they put in their mouth. My dog was running outside. We had owls in the backyard. And, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with owls, but they'll eat, you know, rodents and all that. They don't digest the bones or the fur or the feathers, and they puke up those pellets, okay?
Yeah.
My dog would run outside and eat those pellets.
Yeah.
It was so gross. And it's like, and she's yelling at me for not washing the dish? Are you kidding me? All right, so I do have you down for Team Idiot, which is funny to say. Phoebe, you're the best. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thank you. All right, I'll do one more. Here's Cassidy. Cassidy, are you on Team Idiot or Team Wife?
I would say I'm leaning wife. And I mean, I'll be real. I don't wash the doggy like food or water bowl, but my sister does. You know, so I would definitely be in the same boat as you were if I had a wife that cared about our dog as much. But, you know, disclaimer, I had to call in because I can't believe I got to roast to Jeremy twice in a 4-day span.
Well, I don't know what that means.
Big
but
dreams.
Okay.
Goals and dreams.
Was he wife? He was team
yeah,
wife.
Yeah, team wife.
So we're tied up.
Oh, no.
If anyone wants to be the tiebreaker, 303-691-1649. Maybe you guys can break the tie. Josh, whose side are you on, team idiot or team wife?
I got to go idiot. I mean, I've had dogs my entire life, and I don't ever remember washing the bowl at least once a day. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that puts idiot in the lead. Katie?
Yeah, I think I also will go with yeah. you on
yes!
this one.
Yes! Yes!
There's a way I'm washing it every day. I've heard a few people text in or seen a few people. I'm with them. I don't even wash my own water bottle every day.
Yeah, right?
So it's like the fact that, yeah, like there's no way. There's no way I could do it every day.
Yes, yes, yes. Idiot for the W.
Have you ever won one of these? I think you
have. I don't think I have. It's always wife that wins.
We should commemorate this somehow.
I will probably go home and rub it in her face, and then we'll be divorced later this month. So. Later next month.
Okay, yeah,
she will be washing our bank accounts dry, and I will have to move out.
Break good times, come on!
There you go, guys. Idiot and wife, the idiot has spoken. Yeah.